Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio, and is inspired by a call we got yesterday. We are doing a special edition of the show today on crystals, and I want to thank Uma Silby, who published the excellent book, The Complete Crystal Guidebook, which is an information text source that I will use partially in today's show because she is such a wise lady, and that way we'll all know a lot more about crystals. Now, actually, there's many reasons why people might want to work with crystals, honestly, because, frankly, a lot of people are interested in things like healing and also meditation or empowering themselves psychically or spiritually. Crystals actually help you improve your consciousness, so they allow you to understand things better, like astrology, metaphysics, karma concepts, reincarnation, past life regression, and such as that. So frankly, if you know a skeptic, somebody that you want to try to turn into somebody that's a believer, then you want to get some crystals and secretly plant them all around them in their bedroom and everywhere, and then one day they'll go, you know something, I had a dream the other day about Virgo or something, would you mind talking to me? And then you'll sit there and go, it was the crystals. But, you know, only you and I will know that. But, you know, it's true. They are little cosmic secret agents. And if you use them, then they can and will change your life. Of course, you got to be open-minded about it, because I knew a very highly evolved man once who was totally shut down and close-minded about crystals. Crystals will not work without an assistance from your mind. It's the power of the mind that really fertilizes and consumes the energy of the crystal and allows it to serve as a transmitter. So believing it works, like anything else on Earth in this dimension, does definitely help. But also affirmations. You know, things like visualizations and also power of the mind energies, energizing the body, balancing its energies are all part and parcel to crystal consciousness and the uses that many different kinds of crystals have. Now, we're going to focus on quartz crystals on today's show, but a lot of you are into wild different kinds of crystals. I have sold a lot of Madagascarian magical dream crystal, so if you have your celestite, you might want to hold it for today's topic, because celestite is about 20 or 30 times more powerful than normal crystal. It is much more advanced, and if you hold it for a while, it will open your chakras and allow you to channel energies as long as you're open to that. So if you have some celestite, I know most of you pull your celestite out during the show anyway, so we can all get high together, right? But anyway, you will, if you get into crystals and you're open to it, then be ready to develop your psychic abilities, including telepathy, clairvoyance, clairaudience, astral travel, and whatever you thought of as far as supernatural human abilities are, because crystals do help focus on that. And you can also use crystals to change unwanted circumstances in your life and create new ones, like bad relationship cycles and poor career situations or difficult family situations. And also, you can, if you want to meet your guides and have a way to bridge the window of the dimensions to meet your guides, or hopefully get in touch with your higher self one day and uncover incredible ESP abilities, then crystals are your bag. And most people beginning crystal work have actually one or more of the goals I just mentioned in mind when they start working, but some people have no idea what they want to do with crystals, and actually that's okay, because when you get your crystals, what you need to do is just kind of be with them for a while and then let them do the walking. They'll do the rest for you, because they will start working and changing your life, okay? But a curious thing does begin to happen. When you work with crystals, you do start becoming aware of an energy or a force or a potential that's higher than yourself, okay? You get in touch with the spirit force that exists within the body and beyond the body, and the spiritual potential of your life begins to grow. And you start becoming aware and can interact, actually, with something very powerful and wonderful that I refer to as God, but or the Indian people refer to as the Great Spirit, but it's still out there. Some call it spirit or a higher order. Whatever name you call it, it's universal and transcends our limited self, our conscious mind. We find we begin to experience unlimited potential flowing through us as our prior self-imposed boundaries, limitations, and ideas of who and what we are begin to crumble. And we start becoming aware that we are more than just cartoon characters here. We are extremely powerful beings, and that's why I have so many crystals, because they constantly remind me of the power that I have as a human being, okay? So unlimited energy, vision, love, creativity, contentment, and wisdom will begin to flow in most people as we open up to this potential, and we begin to rest in the contentment of what some call the true self, a feeling of who and what we are and the universe are that defies pinpointing and definition. In fact, the more we try to describe what we are feeling and what we're coming in contact with, the more obscure it becomes. You see, it's very hard to define exactly how crystals work. The thing is that we do know that crystals hold light, and they also hold color, and they also hold more clarity. They're like nature's clarity of light and color, okay? So the reflections and the energies that are bestowed in a crystal, like concentrated matter, okay? Concentrated matter of a pure form. You know, if you take a look at just a rock, then you put a crystal next to it, then you'll note the tremendous more energy that is bestowed in the crystal. I mean, there is power in the rock too, don't get me wrong, but crystal force has a balance to it, it has a vibration to it. And the proof that crystals work, you know, if you have a watch on and you look at it, I believe most of your watches, like mine, will say quartz on it. You know what that means? That means there's a little chip of quartz in there to make sure it runs properly. So, you know, for many, many years, watchmakers have used quartz crystals to balance their watches and to actually create balance in the timing. So that's one thing. That's a universal method that we've used. But, basically, from what I have figured out, is that there is a relationship between the body and the spirit, and the crystals and the minerals that are in our body, because our body is filled with minerals. There's a relationship between the body and the spirit, and the crystals that are in our body, and the crystals in nature, that somehow, some way, charge our entire metaphysical and physical structure into a communion and create a transmission or a transmitter to higher realms where we can get in touch with the multidimensional self, the intuitive mind, that more significant and more a valid dream state, and eventually the higher self. You know, there are a few recommendations I like to make when I know people are getting involved with crystals. That first of all, you should be on a spiritual path, hopefully, and you should be somebody who is either having high self-esteem or are experiencing a need to manifest a more love of self and more of a forgiveness for self and the planets. That kind of opens you up right away. And, you know, forgiveness is a key to chakra control as far as I'm concerned. Forgiving yourself and forgiving others allows your chakras to be in a more trusting, open state. And the chakras, of course, are the energy centers. The seven energy centers we have that align our body with the cosmic mind or the psychic mind. But anyway, something with crystals, you know, the interesting thing about the connection between crystals and astrology is that when we talk about stellar bodies like the sun or like the moon or like the planets, we are talking about huge material. Can you imagine having some crystals, for example, that like we dug up on Mars or on Venus? Or, you know, how would you like to get some crystals maybe on the moon? You know, because these planets are filled with rocks and matter and crystal substances just like the Earth is. So, you know, it makes you wonder that there isn't some huge, magnificent connection. And, you know, many of you that have listened to the show for a long time respect and understand my tie to Atlantis. And, you know, of course, in ancient Atlantis, crystals were the way to go. They used crystals to power their starships, you know, so it's not an accident when you see something like Star Trek that there is a truth, there is a source foundation behind the crystals that Captain Kirk uses to power his Enterprise. I forget the dilithium crystals, Captain. But still, you know, there is a tremendous amount of information that has been delivered to us about crystals and how they might work. The only way I have found for you to discover the true power of crystals is to get involved. Now that is really the secret or the riddle or the trick behind what we do when we sell our packages. You know, especially in one of these numerous days when we're selling packages of astrology charts and giving away multi-crystals with them, what we are really doing is we're providing a vehicle for the individual, a transmitter, for them to have their crystals, clear them, charge them, and ground them to their own bodies, right? And this right away will put you in a more open state, and also to give you the information astrologically that is a lot more palpable when you become more crystal conscious. But when you have crystals, there's a lot of ways to clear them and ground them to your personal body. You can burn a smudge or incense, you know, a crystal smudge incense that you can pick up at the Bodhi Tree or most of your better metaphysical bookstores. You can charge them in the sunlight or the moonlight or both, in a windowsill or out in the woods, right under the stars. You can also put them in some sea salt or some sea salt water overnight, okay? And this will clear them and ground them and center them to your own personal needs. Now, a lot of people hold them in their hands. Many people don't like others to touch their personally charged crystals because they feel it will change the charge, and sometimes they will. If you believe that, it will. And a lot of people put the crystals on their chakras when they lay down, when they meditate. I know LeVar Burton, my pal, wears a headband and puts a crystal right on his third eye when he does sometimes. Doesn't tell anybody, but I know about it. And a lot of people also will, you know, put them in a little bag or set up a little ceremonial layout by their bed near next to their head. Like, I have about maybe 40 pounds of assorted crystals on my ledge that's within about 1 to 3 feet from my head. So, God, you know, I love sleeping because every night my dreams are vivid and I have a whole new life going on in the other realms because of those crystals. So I've proven it for myself. But the only way for you to really get into crystals and try to understand them really is either to go out and buy some or, you know, for example, to buy one of our packages and get some crystals in the mail, and then you can experiment with them. And I'll have to say this, that most people will get results and response from crystals, which means most of you will experience either a consciousness shift, an awareness change, vivid dream states, or more vivid meditation states, a healing, some kind of miracle in your life. But as far as I can tell, and the best I can understand, if you do respect crystals as having consciousness and as having entities, in other words, if you look at your crystal and you respect it literally as a life form, which I do believe that these are truly life forms, then these more than pets will become your friends. They will adhere to your chakras. And the legacy or the myth behind crystals of all kinds is that different kinds of crystals have different kinds of effects. You know, like the amethysts and the rose quartz and the regular quartz and the smoky quartz and the celestite all will have a different effect depending on what you need them for. You can pick up a crystal guide chart at most of your better bookstores. But the truth of the matter is that each and every crystal you have, or let's say you give a crystal to somebody, or maybe you want a relationship crystal or a double terminator crystal or something like that, they will change your life. Each, no matter how large or how small it is, when I send out 10 crystals with an order, each and every one of those crystals is going to do 10 things to your life to eventually change it. Might take a little while, but you might look back on those crystals and go, wow, look at that puppy. You know, like, look at what happens to my life since I got those crystals. All these things I didn't want are gone now, and all the things I really wanted are here. So when you go out and start buying crystals, be aware that you will have a relationship with each and every one that you have. You know, it makes you wonder what I'm going through when I have like hundreds of thousands of these crystals that I give away and I charge them myself. Sounds almost kinky, doesn't it? Farley sleeping with 1,000 crystals tonight. Whoa, baby. But anyway, that sort of interlocks or links us all together when I send you out the crystals that I already use and let you charge them and re-clear them. But still, the truth is in the pudding, and this is really an economical way or an easy way to get in touch with crystal consciousness and crystal powers. And also, you know, I have found, what things do you really need to know when you do work with crystals? Well, because you're working with a subtle energy or a vibration when working with the quartz crystals, you need to learn possibly about energy systems as a whole, which means that I do recommend you go out and buy a crystal book or take a crystal class, okay? But both inside the body and the environment which surrounds you, for example, kundalini energy, or the energy that we all associate with the chakras oftentimes, and a lot of people's, many people's, when they get involved in meditation or crystals, they notice their love life is enhanced, or their romantic life is enhanced, or sex is a lot better. You know, it's not an accident, because oftentimes we have hang-ups or problems romantically or sexually because the chakras are closed. We are too left brain, and we are also too conscious of what's going on, and the crystals sort of open our chakras and throw us more into right brain and relax us and make our spirit more sensitive to the energies that are going on. So a lot of people find out that when they make love next to a crystal, that it's like, whoa, that's something I never experienced before. Of course, in my bedroom where there's 40 pounds of crystals, well, no comment. But anyway, so I don't even need to be with anybody else there. I'm there by myself and I'm making love, actually. But it is, don't take that wrong now. Okay. Now also, so the Kundalini energy is often awakened when you start with crystals, and you'll need to know how to channel this energy in yourself and to utilize the unleashed energies and powers and learn how to create this in others, because right away you're going to want to share this with other people that are awakening in the spirits. So there are chakra systems or energy matrices in the body that become activated as you work with these crystals. Now, these chakra systems are systems for many of you that have been shut down your whole life. So you may experience a blossoming of some kind and go, whoa, I'm more than the apple I thought I was. I'm a banana here, you know, but it does get very, very intense the more you work with the crystal systems. And the matrices, the chakras, become activated, and these can be activated in those you work with too. So if you find yourself placing crystals on people's heads or on their hearts or on their bodies when you're meditating with them or massaging them or whatever, you can heal them and soothe them with the power and the energy that is focused to the body and through the body with crystals. And because the work you will be doing is on the subtle planes, you'll need to know more about the astral and the mental planes and how to work with them. And these levels are involved whether you are conscious of them or not. And the more conscious you become, the more affected you'll be, because you begin drawing tremendous forces of energy through your body as you work with crystals. So you must learn how to build and maintain the strength of the nervous system and how to maintain the strength and health of your physical body. So that's why I always recommend, if possible, non-smokers to try. You know, we'll get better results from crystals. If you smoke, it's not saying you're not going to get results. Crystals may help you stop smoking, okay? And of course, if you have a more sober lifestyle, if you eat a lot less meat, if you're more holistic and you're more positive with your attitude and your approach to life, you will get a lot better benefit with crystals. You know, like if you're a beer drinker and a dope smoker and you're a cigarette smoker and a hot dog eater, and you might not get the same results as somebody that's holistic, they fast, they're vegetarian and such. So be aware of that too. And also, you will probably expand your consciousness beyond your physical body. You'll be more in touch with your aura and with people and their auras around you. When you sit in movie theaters or walk in crowds, you'll be able to feel things, maybe pick up on their thoughts, and develop powers that you never thought you could experience, okay? So picking up books about crystals will help you, and also taking notes and recording segments and information on the crystals that you experiment with will also be very powerful and important. Now, I want you to know that the book I recommend, the number one book I recommend from a high being, somebody who I recognize literally is almost a master, this lady is darn conscious here, is Uma Silby's The Complete Crystal Guidebook, which is available at most of your better bookstores for only $9.95. So that's definitely, you know, she has a how-to section in there. She has mantras. She has directions as to how to use it. She has meditations on wild things like death, how to overcome and get in touch with what that's all about. And, you know, of course, I really love to read that stuff. She has a crystal path segment and a crystal healing segment. And, you know, frankly, I can't think of a better communion than anything than crystals and astrology. Because if you are somebody that's having a little bit trouble understanding astrology, or you want to just go beyond, that's why we give away crystals in our offers, because crystals open people up and allow them to rebirth in the light and the spirit to higher levels of awareness, so they can become more aware of astrological energies as they affect them. So you become a lot more aware of the 12 forces of astrology, the Aries, the Taurus, the Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sag, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces energy that affects us and all people. everywhere, you know, so, you know, you will become a lot more, become things, clarity. It's like, it's sort of a clarity that, that affects us more than anything else when we get involved in crystals. So congratulations if you are into crystals and you find out there are powerful, a lot of you are addicted to them, and suddenly you realize you really can't live without them. It's like, I can't go anywhere unless I take my crystal with me, Farley. But anyway, it is definitely something to become aware of and something to get into.